This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Epidemic of violence and hate.
This country is under attack.
Over 300 shootings and 127 dead in just one weekend.
And supermarket fears.
What to do if you find yourself under fire at the grocery store.
Shooting's coming from over there. I'm going to take a low profile.
Then, Amber Heard returns to the stand.
To face withering cross-examination by Johnny Depp's lawyer.
You know exactly why Mr. Depp won't look back at you, don't you?
As he's cheered by his fans.
Those are relatives. All relatives.
And
it was a boy, a child.
The 7-year-old joyride kid. He's going the wrong way, then crash. And what a catch at the ball field. Plus, Top Gun Tom Cruise, he's meeting the Queen.
Again!
Now, Inside Edition with Deborah Norville.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us. 127. That's the number of American citizens who were lost to gun violence over the weekend. That's 127 families, which will never be the same. Many believe the amount of violence and hate in this country has now become an epidemic. And we begin our coverage with Les Trent in Buffalo, his hometown.
In an orgy of violence across America over the weekend, 312 shootings that left 127 dead and 294 wounded.
We're facing just an epidemic of violence and hate in this nation.
This country is under attack.
The bloodiest incident was here at this supermarket in Buffalo, New York, and we're learning disturbing new details about the 18-year-old with an assault rifle and wearing body armor who police say shot 10 people dead and left 3 wounded.
I'm across the street and I'm hearing the echoes. Boom, 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 boom.
Grady Lewis told me he actually saw the accused killer, Peyton Gendron, outside the supermarket the day before the massacre, and they spoke for an hour.
I sensed that someone was wrong with him.
Police say the accused killer took several reconnaissance missions to the supermarket as he planned the shooting spree. Gendron appeared in court in bare feet and wearing only a torn white paper gown. He pled not guilty to first-degree murder.
You understand that, sir?
Yes, sir.
District Attorney John Flynn says that Gendron was about to kill himself when he was confronted by cops.
They immediately took the proper steps, which we're supposed to do, to try to talk him down. Put the gun down, sir. Don't hurt yourself.
There is a perception out there that this guy who was brought in unharmed was sort of treated with kid gloves compared to any other suspect.
That clearly did not happen.
Gendron allegedly posted a 180-page manifesto filled with racist invective and praising other mass killers. His parents, Pamela and Paul Gendron, are said to be cooperating with the FBI. Gendron is one of 3 brothers in a close-knit family. He reportedly was studying engineering at a community college. Police say he drove 200 miles from his home in Conklin, New York, to Buffalo, and specifically targeted the top supermarket because he knew it was in a black neighborhood. Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown.
This is a center of the community where people shop, where they gather, where they talk.
Zanetta Everhart's 20-year-old son, Zaire, who works part-time at Tops, was gunned down, but incredibly survived.
Zaire was shot in his lower neck here, and the bullet came out the left side of his back.
Could have been paralyzed, could have been
killed. He could be dead. He could be dead.
Justin Bieber, performing in Buffalo last night, paused to remember the victims.
And I would love if we could just take a moment of silence
That would mean a lot to me.
Buffalo is my hometown, so a tragedy of this magnitude here really hits home.
I know the community means a great deal to you, but you mean a great deal to this community. To have you here reporting on this, knowing this community so well, the sensitivity that you bring to it will certainly help us in the healing process.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Wow. Well, for those who survived the grocery store massacre, there is a mixture of relief and horror. And for some, it was knowing how others in similar situations have saved themselves that made all the difference.
It's a shopper's nightmare. A maniac opens fire in a supermarket. It's becoming an all too familiar occurrence. Last year, 10 people were killed at a supermarket in Colorado. The shooting was live streamed by a citizen journalist.
Holy.
During a 2021 supermarket shooting in Tennessee, staff and customers hid in walk-in freezers.
I need more ambulances. I need all you got right now. All you got.
Now this regular routine of going to a local supermarket is sending jitters across America. But experts say there are things you can do if you encounter this life-threatening drama.
Annie, if the shooting's coming from over there, I'm going to take a low profile. Come down here. I'm going to sprint right along this and get out of there.
Inside Edition security consultant Steve Cardian.
There's an exit there. Right, go out there. If you that's blocked or barricaded, we'll come over here and we'll go through this here. We have a stairwell right there. Mm-hmm. Run down the stairwell. Look for an exit. Look for a place to hide. He's not going to check every door. He's not going to chase you down that stairwell. He's going to look for the masses of people to kill as many people as possible.
But if you do find yourself in the gunman's path,
if the shooter spots you, what do you do?
Yeah. If the shooter targets you, you run into zigzag pattern. It's much more difficult to hit a moving, flowing target than it is a stationary one.
Do I start calling 911 when I hear shots?
When you get to safety.
It's even come to this. A young inventor has created a shopping bag that can transform into body armor thanks to its Kevlar material. A grim reminder of the specter that haunts even a quick trip to the supermarket.
We'll have more on the supermarket shooting coming up, including stories of loss and some incredible stories of heroism. But first, a reminder for all you grown-ups with little kids around. Hide the car keys, because you never know when one of those little guys is going to pull a stunt like this. Here's Jim Murray.
Safety first for this driver, strapping on his seatbelt as he settles into the driver's seat. One big problem, he's just 7 years old. Dashboard cameras capture Daniel Wittenbach taking his family's SUV for a morning joyride.
We almost hit another work vehicle. It was a boy, a child.
He's driving the wrong way into oncoming traffic in Middletown, Ohio. Cars swerve to avoid young Daniel, who's a decade shy of getting his license. You can hear him playing music along the way. But then the inevitable happens. He hits a median and slows down. Another driver tries to help, wrapping a shirt around his hands, trying to smash in the window. Only then does Daniel think he's going to get into trouble.
Stop! It's my mom's car!
He didn't understand that people were trying to help him and trying to stop the vehicle.
Another driver tries to body block the SUV, but it still hits this Jeep head on.
Help! You're okay. You're okay.
Daniel wasn't hurt and remains blissfully unaware of the danger that he was in. So where was he going?
His only response was, I just wanted a slushy from Speedway.
Turns out his parents keep the keys stored high on a wall, but Daniel's a climber.
I'm just thankful that he's alive.
Child Protective Services has an appointment to speak with Daniel's parents tomorrow. Around the world, people were happy to see the Queen attending some of the festivities surrounding her jubilee, and they were really excited when Tom Cruise showed up to root on Her Majesty.
Queen Elizabeth made a rare public appearance at her Platinum Jubilee.
Three cheers for Her Majesty, the Queen! Hip hip!
The 96-year-old monarch smiled and waved as she watched the spectacle at the Windsor Horse Show, celebrating her 70 years on the throne.
Please welcome Tom Cruise.
And look who showed up to honor the Queen, Top Gun star Tom Cruise. The actor was mobbed by starstruck fans as he made his way through Windsor before the event. British bobbies helped out with security while Cruise stopped to take selfies with fans.
Ukraine!
And Ukraine won the Eurovision Song Contest, beating out 39 other countries for the top prize. It's one of the biggest televised events in the world, bigger even than the Super Bowl. And it sure was an emotional victory for the nation under siege.
Thank you so much. Thank you for supporting Ukraine.
Right after the win, the frontman for the group kissed his girlfriend goodbye before heading back to the front lines in the war against the Russian invaders.
The Eurovision Song Contest marked the first major cultural event Ukrainians have taken part in since Russia invaded the country in February. The Johnny Depp defamation trial started back up again today after a week-long break, with ex-wife Amber Heard back on the witness stand, continuing to testify about the abuse she says she endured during their marriage.
Amber Heard arrives at court after the week-long break to a jeering crowd.
How are you?
Not so for Johnny Depp. He's greeted like a pop idol with cheers. He stops to take it all in, even gives a bow. Then he plays directly to the camera.
Those are relatives, all relatives.
The sensational trial is now the talk of the nation, even snagging the opening on Saturday Night Live.
Mr. Depp, are you finding this trial amusing?
A little, yes.
So am I. You bet, Captain Jack.
But it was pure drama when Amber took the stand in a conservative gray suit and described what she says was a brutal beating during their honeymoon.
Johnny slapped me across the face and held me up by the, kind of got a hold of my neck and pushed me up against the wall. He ripped the top of my shirt. I don't really remember what it was, but I remember I had a breast exposed.
And she showed a series of disturbing photos of herself after she says Depp physically struck her, allegations he denies.
I don't want anything from him. Just don't call me a liar. It's all I said. Just don't call me a liar. Just don't say this isn't real. Because I'm the walking proof of it.
She says she used makeup to cover up the bruises.
The first day of bruising, well, the immediate is red. Red is what shows up right away. So you want to go with the opposite on the color wheel by dabbing on a bit of the green or something to counteract the red.
The gallery is packed today, mostly Johnny Depp fans. You can tell by the murmurs during the testimony of Amber Heard today.
She broke down in tears when she talked about her decision to divorce Depp in 2016.
At the time, it felt like the hardest thing I've ever had to do.
Right after a break, Depp's lawyer, Camille Vasquez, launched into an intense cross-examination.
Mr. Depp hasn't looked at you once this entire trial, has he?
Not that I've noticed, no.
You've looked at him, though, many times, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
You know exactly why Mr. Depp won't look back at you, don't you?
I do.
The lawyer asked Amber about the 2014 Met Gala that she and Depp attended. Amber claims that Depp hit her on her nose later that night.
Is it your testimony, Ms. Heard, that you sought medical treatment after Mr. Depp allegedly broke your nose after the Met Gala?
Not after the Met Gala. I did not seek medical attention, no.
The next night, Amber and Depp attended a dinner in honor of the late comedian Don Rickles.
This is a picture of you and Mr. Depp at the event the night after Mr. Depp allegedly whacked you in the face so hard you thought he had broken your nose.
He did whack me in the face, and I did think it broke my nose.
This photo was also introduced by Depp's lawyer. It was taken at a movie premiere in Tokyo in 2015, shortly after Amber says Depp rammed his knee into her back during a fight in their hotel room.
This is a picture of you and Mr. Depp, or the back of you, at the Mordecai premiere in Tokyo, correct, Ms. Heard?
That is correct.
You would agree that there are no bruises or visible marks on your back in this picture?
No, not that I could see.
The trial is expected to go to the jury before Memorial Day weekend. Now back to the mass shooting at the supermarket in Buffalo. The victims range in age from 32 to 86, all of their lives cut short before their time.
We're learning more about the victims of the massacre. Aaron Salter Jr. is being praised as a hero. The 55-year-old worked security at the supermarket and opened fire on the gunman before being felled by bullets. His swift action is thought to have saved lives.
We're going to actually start this vehicle.
The retired Buffalo Police Lieutenant was a car enthusiast. He leaves behind three children. Pearl Young was 77. She loved her church and taught Sunday school. She was also a substitute teacher. She was known as an amazing cook. 86-year-old Ruth Winfield stopped by Tops to buy some groceries for the weekend. She had just visited her husband at a nearby nursing home. She was the mother of the former Buffalo Fire Commissioner.
What I love most about my mom is how she loved us, how she loved our family.
A grandmother of eight, she sang in her church choir. 65-year-old Celestine Cheney loved bingo. Her six grandchildren brought her so much joy. She had gone to Tops to pick up some shrimp and strawberry shortcake. 72-year-old Catherine Macy, known as Cat, was a well-known civil rights activist in Buffalo. Last year, she wrote a letter to the local newspaper condemning gun violence. The youngest victim was Roberta Drury. She was just 32. She was shot just outside the store. 67-year-old Hayward Patterson was a regular at Tops. He was a deacon at his church. 52-year-old Marcus D. Morrison was a father of three. Andre McNeil was 53. He had stopped at Tops to buy his grandson a surprise birthday cake. Geraldine Talley was 62. 10 innocent people, loved by their families, gone in an instant.
There have been 201 mass shootings in this country so far this year. It's only May.
Next, poor timing.
Just yesterday, 10 people lost their lives.
Why Morgan Wallen's performance at the Billboard Awards is under fire. And what a catch. Inside Edition with Deborah Norville. We'll be right back.
June's Journey is a fascinating hidden object mystery gaming app where you'll play as June Parker, tasked with a daunting obligation: solve your sister's murder. Set in the 1920s, the era of glitz and glam, this family mystery is one for the ages. Everyone's a suspect until your investigation determines otherwise. The clues are all around you, hidden within tricky twists and turns. You'll collect detailed information about each character in your photo album, where you'll comb over every detail. You can even join a detectives club to chat and play with others or against them in the detectives league. With hundreds of puzzles to solve, you should probably get started today. Discover your inner detective when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
This weekend's violence at that supermarket in Buffalo was top of mind at Sunday's Billboard Music Awards. In fact, the award show began not with music, but silence.
This is how the Billboard Awards opened last night. Not with music, but with a silent tribute to the victims of the Buffalo massacre. Our hearts and our love go out to all those affected. Later, the show paused to honor social justice activist Tamika Mallory.
Just yesterday, 10 people lost their lives because of a racist act.
Then, 12 minutes later, country star Morgan Wallen took the stage. He was banned from last year's awards after video of him surfaced drunkenly using the N-word following a night of partying. His appearance is sparking lots of reaction on social media. But host Diddy defended Wallen, saying he was uncanceling the canceled. People make mistakes. Now we're moving on with love. The red carpet was red hot with Megan Thee Stallion in a short, barely there outfit. She wore even less on stage. Megan Fox hit the red carpet with husband Machine Gun Kelly, who dropped a bombshell as he was singing.
And this is for our unborn child.
Sure sounds like Megan is pregnant. Another surprise, the return of Janet Jackson. She got a standing ovation as she presented the Icon Award to Mary J. Blige.
Miss Jackson had skipped the red carpet, so her appearance was the biggest surprise of the night.
Still to come, what a catch.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Usually at a baseball game, spectators hope to catch a foul ball. This is a little wilder.
It's the catch of the game, but it wasn't a ball. It was a raccoon. And forget about the glove. This baseball fan caught the critter with his bare hands. Grant Harmon was watching the game at the University of Arkansas when he made the crazy catch. Fans went wild.
We weren't really sure what it was because people were like standing up and standing on their chairs.
And talk about multitasking. As Grant was holding the creature by its neck, the 24-year-old sporting goods salesman recorded everything on his cell phone with his other hand.
I got him!
Unfortunately, the raccoon nipped Grant in the arm. Just look at that bite. And now he needs rabies shots.
I was ready to go back into the stadium. I was about to walk back in, and they were like, you need to go to an ER and get a rabies shot right now.
And it's not just one rabies shot. Grant still has two more shots to go. When we come back, a very different kind of cat call. Finally today, what mom could ignore this?
This kitten's mommy decided to take a hike, at least for a little while. So the owner let Kitty meow to bring mommy back. It's working. Here she comes. Mom's back with a little scolding.
You're not for the streets, Priscilla.
Happy kitties. And that is Inside Edition for today. I'm Deborah Norville. Thank you for watching. We'll see you again tomorrow.
Survivor's back, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. And we have a twist, a new co-host, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
Hi!
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcast.